hat, Dr. King's triple evils, racism, materialism, and militarism. In 1967, exactly 1 year before he was killed, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gave a powerful speech at Riverside Church in New York City. He called for America to fight what he named the triple evils: racism, materialism, and militarism. Today, more than 50 years later, these same problems still hurt families and communities across America. Dr. King believed these three problems were connected like a spider's web. He said that a nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death. He saw that when a country spends most of its money on weapons and war, it doesn't have enough left to help poor families, fix broken schools, or make sure everyone has a fair chance at success. King explained that racism wasn't just about mean words or separate water fountains. He saw how it worked together with poverty to keep people trapped. As he famously said, "It's all right to tell a man to lift himself by his own bootstraps, but it is a cruel jest to say to a bootless man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps." This meant it was unfair to tell poor people to work harder when the system itself made it almost impossible for them to succeed. These problems continue to hurt children today. Many schools are still separated by race, just like they were in the 1950s before the Brown versus Board of Education decision. According to researchers, housing, jobs, and schools remain highly segregated today, as much so as they were in the 50s. This means that children of different races often don't get the same opportunities to learn and grow together. The Poor People's Campaign, which continues Dr. King's work today, reports that 44% of U.S. children are being raised in families that are low income or poor. This means that nearly half of all children in America don't have enough money for basic needs like healthy food, warm clothes, or stable housing. Children living in poverty face what researchers call food insecurity, meaning their families sometimes don't have enough money to buy groceries. These children are more likely to struggle in school because it's hard to focus on learning when you're hungry. Studies show that poverty actually changes how children's brains develop, making it harder for them to control their emotions and concentrate on their schoolwork. While America spends more money on weapons and military equipment than almost any other country, many communities lack basic resources that children need. Schools in poor areas often have broken heaters, leaking roofs, and not enough textbooks for every student. Some communities don't even have clean drinking water. The money spent on one military fighter jet could instead pay for hundreds of teachers, thousands of school lunches, or repairs to dozens of schools. Dr. King argued that when we spend so much on weapons, we're choosing war over the welfare of our own children. Today, organizations like the New Poor People's Campaign are carrying on Dr. King's work. They bring together people of all races who are struggling with poverty, and they demand that the government spend money on things that help families instead of just buying more weapons. These modern activists have registered millions of poor people to vote, proving that when people work together, they can create change. They've also shown that poverty isn't natural or inevitable. Government officials can impact poverty when they make decisions regarding how to spend our tax money. Dr. King believed that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. He taught us that we can't solve racism without also addressing poverty and war. Until we tackle all three problems together, his dream of true equality and justice will remain unfinished business. Discussion questions. If Dr. King were alive today, what do you think he would say about how we spend money as a country? How might things be different if we spent more on schools and less on weapons?